Yesterday we presented a mahalach in the dimensions of Sanhedrin, which in truth we're both saying we presented that there are two dimensions of the Sanhedrin, the Beis Din HaGadol, but I wanted you guys to point out to me it's really not accurate. There are really three dimensions of the Beis Din HaGadol.
We split it up already.
Good. We split it up already with the Brisker Rav, the representatives, and their sugyas coming up. There already is an aspect of the Sanhedrin HaGadol that exists outside of Psak, the fact that they represent the vote of Klal Yisrael. And they represent, that's already a second dimension. So in truth, after yesterday's shir, how many dimensions are there to the Sanhedrin Beis Din HaGadol?
Four.
Three. What's the fourth?
There's two types in the
Sanhedrin
HaGadol
of the other type.
What do you mean? That's
two.
One of them is Dayanin.
Thank you guys.
So that is the three dimensions. I said to Rosh Hechter, I said everyone talks about the fact that there are two dimensions of Sanhedrin. There are really three dimensions of Sanhedrin. So that's really.
Representatives is similar to the.
I don't think so. It's nothing to do with the Kol. It's a totally new dimension. The fact that they act. Okay, and that's the way we explained the reason why Rabbi Yehuda would hold of Beis Din Shokol, and we suggested maybe even Lefi Rabbanon there would have been an illogic to say that Beis Din Shokol and even Beis Din is acceptable for specifically the Sanhedrin Gedolah, because there is the Messiah of Torah Shebaal Peh, as the Rambam and Hilchos Mamre mentions from their sugya yesterday, the idea of being the source of Torah Shebaal Peh. However, this is all one mahalach, but if you look in the Ran asks our question that we dealt with. The Chidushi Aran in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Mabez Dira Maskal Emer De Shamislei, when he says maybe Rabbi Yehuda only holds a Beis Din Shokol when it comes to the Beis Din HaGadol, but doesn't apply it when it comes to the Beis Din of Dine Nefashos or the regular Beis Din of Dine Mamanis. So the Ran's bothered by this question. The Ran is bothered by the question that we asked yesterday. I don't understand Mamonav Shach. If he actually holds of the Svara of Beis Din Shokol and Beis Din Nota is necessary, so then why wouldn't he apply it across the board? The Ran doesn't answer with our analysis yesterday, but he takes a different route. But I think even the Ran is actually fascinating and is a springboard to something that's very yesodistic in Shas. The Ran says as follows: Vitirtzu, and the answer to this question, the chidaikinan v'amrinan ein Beis Din Shokol mosifin olehen. When we apply the principle of you can't have an even Beis Din and you have to be mosif and add on to the Beis Din, hani mili heichad minyana like siv behed yebekra. The Ran is telling us something that, on the face of it, is just sounds like a simple answer, but I think is a fundamental yesod for the rest of Shas. The Ran is telling you the reason why Rabbi Yehuda, even though he was a big proponent of the concept of never having an even Beis Din, and not being allowed to have a Beis Din Shokol that is insufficient and is not allowed, says the Ran that Rabbi Yehuda held, there's something different about the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and it's not because of different dimensions about the Sanhedrin Gedolah. It's something much more basic. It's just based on the fact that the Torah said, Esfali Shivim Ish. The Torah in Baal Oscha says, right, we quoted it yesterday when we said to answer the Tosfos Yom Tishkasha, when does the 141 Beis Din come to be 71? After Moshe Rabbeinu lost his status, because the Rabbeinu Shalom says, gather individuals, not just representing you representing 70, but now you actually need the individuals of 70 Dayanim, and with you 71. So that Pasuk, Esfal Hashivim Ish, says the Ran, is very relevant also in the realm and the question of Beis Din Shokol as well. Once the Torah says something specific and literally, that's something that you have to take at face value and holds heavy water in Dine HaTorah. In other words, what the Ran is saying, you're right. There might be a svara of in Beis Din Shokol. There might be a svara of not having an even Beis Din. Yeah, but you know what, Hager? The Ran says, you have a beferish pasuk to counter that. The beferish, the explicit pasuk that is saying, 70 is an explicit pasuk that overrides a svara min haTorah that now you don't have the issue of Beis Din Shokol anymore. So the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda says that talks about the Shechina.
So therefore, we leave it at 70.
What are you saying about Malchus?
But therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda has the svara of Ein Beis Din Shakal, but it's not going to supersede and override a beferish number in the pasuk. Rabbeisai, the Ran is not the first one to introduce this concept. There is another Rishon, a Rashba, in Maseches Megillah, on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, dealing with a question that we already dealt with in the last sugya on the Maor Mekoymus. The Gemara in Megillah was discussing something of evaluating. When I'm Makdish, this Sefer, or I make holy, and I make Hektish, this table, or I'm Marich, I'm Makdish, my bias to the Beis HaMikdash. So what do? I have to give the value of the house. I don't actually physically give the house to the Beis HaMikdash. What are they going to do with my house already? What, they're going to put it next to the Har HaBayis and use it as like a storage home? They don't want my house, and they don't want my car, and they don't want my Sfarim. They want the value. They have a bank account, just like every shul has a bank account. So they want a donation, and if I donate it with Hektish through the Psukim in Varbu Chakosai, talking about Marich and being Makdish, so now there will be an evaluating system to know how much and the numerical value of what I just was Makdish to the Beis HaMikdash. So who comes to evaluate it? So the Mishnah says what? How many people? No, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah calculates 10? 10 kohanim. How does the Mishnah get to such a value? Where does the Gemara say it? Because there's 10? Because it says kohen 10 times in the psukim. Whenever it says kohen, so that counts as another person, and those people will be the evaluating, right? Frek Taisis Akasha from the last sugya, 10 is a problematic number. What did Taisis ask in the last sugya? Ein Beis Din Shakal. So Morty Aryeh and Ezra Stern were a little bothered, which is some of the Rishonim's Kasha that Beis Din Shakal. You don't need a Beis Din to evaluate a numeric value of what the money for it. You need an accountant. You don't need a Beis Din. Why is Taisus bringing up the din of Ein Beis Din Shakal when it comes to the evaluation of an item towards the bank account, towards Hektish? Cesar Batzal Jolti, you see from Taisus a new shita that we didn't even quote when we learned the sugya of Beis Din Shakal. There were too many Maor Mekoymus. You see from Taisus a big yisoy. Ein Beis Din Shakal is such a strong svara. Listen to this look. Apparently from Taisus, even in areas outside of Beis Din, but any time you need to tally up something, any time you need a vote on something, Taisus in Megillah is obviously assuming that the concept of Ein Beis Din Shakal will still apply. Even outside of halachas that are relevant to Beis Din. Fascinating chiddush of Taisus. Because l'chora, the svara is, you don't need a Beis Din over there. And afal pichein, Taisus is saying, you still can't have even numbers if you're tallying out evaluations. Because an evaluation can't be with an even number. You need a hachra. You need someone that's going to be a majority. You need someone that's going to tip the scales. It's not only a halacha that's relevant to Beis Din. And that's what you see from Taisus. Yet the Rashba gives a different answer. The Rashba answers Taisus Kasha, you know why? The problem of Ein Beis Din Shakal is not a problem over there. Again, I would have answered very simply. There's no Beis Din. But apparently that's not the route that the Rishonim are taking. This is a svara of Ein Beis Din Shakal, even within dinim of outside of Beis Din. You know what I would say? Says the Rashba. He answers. It says specifically, Kohen, 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 Kohen. It says specifically 10 times Kohen. And whenever it's Beferish Pasuk, what do the Rishonim in our sugya already tell us? A similar svara to the Ran. That supersedes the svara of Ein Beis Din Shakal. If the Torah told you a beferish number, so that's what the Torah is telling you to stick with above and beyond your svara of Ein Beis Din Shakal. Yet, comes along the Turei Evin, the Baal Shagas Aryeh, on his Sefer Maseches Megillah, and he asks against the Rashba, but you're taking a jump over here, Bardesh. The Torah never said Asara Kohanim.
Rather, the Torah said what? Kohen, and we counted up Kohen 10 times. What's that very similar to, asked the Torah, Evan? Elohim. Elohim. How many times does it say? No, it says Elohim 2 times, and we applied Ein Bez Din Shakel, right? Because the first one's used up, right? We apply Ein Bez Din Shakel. So why don't you say, hey, it's Beferish in the Pasuk, Steinberg. It's Beferish. Elohim, Elohim. You should apply the Rashba Svara, apply the Ran Svara. Whatever's Beferish in the Pasuk doesn't apply. If you would have said, like the Ran, where it says a number, like 70, so then I could hear. Okay, I could hear. I could hear you saying that no, that if the Torah went out of its way to actually list the number, so then that supersedes Bez Din Shakel. Meaning from the Ran, I don't see as far of a Chiddush as the Rashba. But the Rashba is taking the Chiddush of the Ran and saying it's not only applicable to where the Torah actually explicitly said a number like 70, it's even when the Torah listed something a certain number of times. Whoa. If that's true, so let's just take that back and disprove our whole Gemara and say that if the Torah said Elohim twice, so that should supersede the issue of Ein Bez Din Shakel. And guess what? We have a Dinei Mamonos case with two Dayanim. Because it's Beferish in the Torah. So if the Svara of Beferish in the Torah, like the Ran's introducing to us, even exists when the Torah doesn't say a number, but explicitly lists the item in the Torah, so why, asked the Turi Evin, why doesn't the whole Gemara collapse in Sanhedrin on Daf Gimel Mebeis, and therefore argues the Turi Evin, Kedarko Bakodesh, as he did, as a Mahalach, even though he was an Achron, he was a Shagas Aryeh, he roared like a lion, and he says, Zetman Funda, the Rashba is wrong. Rav Oisai, we have a bomb kasha on our hands. Yes, Tom.
So who's the person that said that even if it was like Elohim, Elohim, then you just need to have two?
The Torah Evan is asking on the Rashba that said by Kohen, why don't you apply the same logic to the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and therefore I'm disproving you.
Why can't the Rashba answer that and say that I'll apply it to the Gemara and Sanhedrin, but I'll just consider the Lefas like...
Because the Rashba is working within the Mahalach of the Gemara of Rabbi Yonasan that Ein Bez Din Shakel is a viable din. And Afal Pichin he's saying that it doesn't apply to Ten Kohanim. So Frek the Turi Evin, then say the same thing by Elohim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
What are you going to say about Malkus?
Doesn't say 40. Specific 23. Malchus 40. Oh, how many lashes? Arba'im yakenu?
Yeah.
So I don't minimize it.
40 days.
Oh, why is it 39? Why is it 39?
I cheer from before.
Before 39 plus 1. Okay, but that's not.
So Chazal have a drusha to tell you. But that's not Ein Bez Din Shakel.
You're saying specifically.
Yeah, Ein Bez Din Shakel. How can I have a drusha? I have a better kasha. How do you have it? Ezra, I have a better kasha. Why do you only count 49 days of the Omer? Torah says Chamishim. Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. I'm quoting a Pasuk right now. Ever ask yourself that question? The Pasuk says in the Torah, in Parshat Emor, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. Why are you counting only 49 days? Why are you counting on Shavuos?
I think we're wrong.
Maybe the Rekech says we are wrong. The Rekech says maybe there is a din to count on 50. But the Rush says it's wrong. The Rush says the mitzvah is 49. It also says 7 weeks. But it's theorem. So when we have a drusha to tell us that you don't read the pasuk literally, it's not a problem. I'm saying specific Bez Din Shakel, yeah.
Not drushas in general.
But no, what Mickey is pointing out, but it's a good ha'ara because I am going to say that this idea of the Ran, we're not up to there, there is this idea of the Ran of the fact that the Torah says something to Farish does hold water. That's what you see as a yisod in this Sfar and Ein Bez Din Shakel. But I'm not saying that Chazal don't have the ability to have other tools to darshan, not to take the literal pasuk, right? Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, right? The Torah says, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, right? We learn that to mean what? I can't give you bad advice. I can't give you a ham sandwich. I can't leave the room, maybe, right? Right? Yichud, exactly. Oh, that's good. I forgot to... There's almost on about that. We got to talk about that in Baal of the Year. Good. So we learn that. So what? I'm asking you a question. La halacha, for me to put a stone in front of a blind man, is the Torah also talking about that? Yad Ramah says yes. Yad Ramah says that it is. It is the Beferish Torah is also the La Adoraisa. But yeah.
What about with the Ran saying that it says escalation?
Roman.
Well, I think they just mean because Moshe was already one person, and then 70 plus Moshe. I mean, why is the Ran saying?
No. Again, the Ran's asking within Rabbi Yehuda that holds 70. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan plus Moshe. He says Imcha means Shechina. So now the Ran asks, but you Rabbi Yehuda are moided to the concept of Emez and Shachol. So why don't you hold it over here? Says Rabbi Yehuda, because I have the pasuk of Shivan that trumps that. Rabbi Yisai, what's with the Turi Evans Kasha? It's a bomb Kasha, Steinberg. Says again. The Ran said this is so that the number supersedes En Bezdin and Shekel when the Torah said a number. But the Rashba took it one step further to the Kasha of the Rishonim and Megillah, that even when the Torah didn't say a number, but I count up how many times it says Kohen, and that gives me a number 10, that's also going to supersede the problem of En Bezdin and Shekel. So if you're going to go as far as the Rashba, even further than what the Ran went, so ask the Turi Evin, then you're going up against the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Gimon the base. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Gimon the base said that when it came to Elohim, and it has Elohim twice, we apply the principle of Ein Bezdin and Shekel. Why not say the same exact thing that the Rashba said by Kayin, Kayin, Kayin? That when it's Beferish in the Torah, if it said Elohim twice, so then your Bezdin is two, and even if it has to override the issue of Ein Bezdin and Shekel, okay, but it's Beferish in the Torah. Yeah.
Do we have a drasha that you need three judges?
No, this is the drasha. It's Ein Bezdin and Shekel. No. This is the problem. It's a bomb kasha that Turi Evin asks.
What was the source for Cohen again? It says Cohen.
Cohen 10 times, yeah.
Okay, liberty.
Comes along the stipler and he says, I think you could save the Rashba from the Turi Evin's question.
I think you can distinguish between phraseology and the Torah. When the Torah says Cohen, and it adds up to be Cohen 10 times, that you need a number 10.
Actually,
you need a number 10. What is that? The Mishnah says you need for evaluation. Asara in Kohen. Right, Asara in Kohen. So the Chazal darshan had to mean you need 10, right? But it's coming from the fact that it said Kohen 10 times.
So it's Asara in Kohen.
The definition of Kohen is only one way to translate. What does it mean? How many people?
One.
Kohen versus Kohanim. Right? So Kohen for surely is one. And now if it said it 10 times, and that's a drasha of Chazal, so then the number is Kimat Beferish in the Torah, that it said what? 10. Masha'in Kain, the word over here, Elohim, is not 100% clear how much it's referring to. L'mash l'mah d'abredoa. Eda. An Eda. How many people are in Eda? So we know through the drushas of Chazal, because they clarify from elsewhere, that Eda is 10 people. But Eda just means a group of people. And it's a vague number of people. So Elohim could be one person, referring to one Dayan, or it could refer to many Dayanim. It's a vague number. It just refers to a group of Dayanim, or one Dayan. It just refers to the concept of a Dayan. So now, says the stipler, because the source that we're dealing with is the Pasuk of Elohim, which doesn't have the same translation and impression as the word Kohen, which is clear to be singular. So maybe in such a scenario, the Rashba can answer for the Gemara and Sanhedrin, answer the Turi Evin's question that yes, when it comes to Elohim, it's not as if it's Beferish in the Torah that it says two. And the Rashba was only extending the Svara of the Ran on our daf, that when the number is Beferish, meaning either it says 70, or it says something that cannot be translated in any other way, shape, or form other than Kohen plus Kohen plus Kohen plus Kohen, which is another way of saying my favor is 10. So then, Bezdin Shekel is dropped. And that's as if it's beferished in the Torah. But if it used a word that's vague, that doesn't necessarily imply one over many, like Eda or Elohim, so then, the Svara of Bezdin Shekel, even though the Gemara is coming from the understanding that we're looking at how many times that word is used and adding on one more, then that's not as if it said a number of Beferish in the Torah, and one could distinguish between the phraseology of Kohen, Kohen, Kohen,
and Elohim, Elohim, by one I will apply the principle of Ein Bez Din Shokol, and by the other I will not apply the principle of Ein Bez Din Shokol. Meaning the stipler is saying the Rashba would only hold his concept and his idea that it's as if it's beferish the number in the Torah, and therefore it supersedes Ein Bez Din Shokol by something that we know the amount by each and every word, like one singular Kohen. Kohen, and it says it 10 times, that's as if Beferish had said Kohen 10 times in the Torah. But if the Torah never said something that we know what translates to mean a certain number, so therefore it's not as if the Torah gave us a Beferish number, even though it repeated the word Elohim twice, and therefore the Svara of Ein Bez Din Shokol could still exist as Azoy Zot
Estai. Yeah. Can we use Elohim to teach you how many times, like, can we still count it up though?
We count it as one because that's the minimum. But because the Torah was big, it didn't tell us how many.
When do we ever use Elohim as a multiple people? When is it, like, how is it vague in the sense of there could be multiple people?
I think the translation of the word could be many. You have to check if he gives examples of where Elohim is used as
Because the Torah said Kohen once.
I don't think that we translate Elohim as meaning specifically one. The Gemara is using it for that because the Gemara doesn't have any other inference to say anymore. So therefore, the rule of the Gemara is whenever you're not clear how much it's representing, you always go with the limiting number.
But
yeah,
how is one the lowest number for a word that's supposed to be plural?
It's not. Elohim is not necessarily a plural. It has both inferences. That's what he's saying. That's it. It's a judge, and it could mean many judges, or it could mean one judge. It's one of those vague terms, you know, like Ada. Ada doesn't necessarily mean 10. But it doesn't necessarily mean 4. It doesn't necessarily mean 6. It means a group. So that's just like there. So Elohim could also be singular and plural.
So why can we use Shokol by that?
What?
Why can we use Ein Bez Din Shokol by a word that you don't necessarily know is singular or plural?
Because then it's not specific.
Because then it's not specific. Then it's not running into the Ran of the Rashba. That's what we're saying. The problem is when the Torah said there's a specific Tosef. Rabbeisai, this idea of being beferish in the Torah, having heavy weight in terms of psak halacha because of the way the Torah beferish said something, is a svara that we find in the Pesukim. Rabbi Yisai, listen up. This is one of the most important tazes in Shulchan Aruch. The taz in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simin, Tav Kuf Pei Ches, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Tavkuf Peches asks the following question. The din in Shulchan Aruch, as we know, is that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, what's the practice? Says the Mechaber, Ein Token Shofar. Why? What's the reason? Zer Hashem Yavarenu Dalad Amos. Zer the Rabba. Zer Hashem Yavarenu Dalad Amos. Maybe you're going to bring it over to a Bucky, and you're going to carry it for Amos. Those of you that weren't here last year, this is the story of the Rabbi Blaeger, the jumping. We'll get to it. Maybe, if there's time.
What, you bring it over to a bucky to do what?
To teach you how to blow. So you're going to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. You don't know how to blow, so you need someone that needs to teach you how to yield to the mitzvah.
You're so excited for the mitzvah.
The Hiksha Mizrahi says the Taz, there were those that asked, B'yontif Nami, on every Yontif, like this past year, when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, we should still have a Gzeira. So Walski, you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos in a regular manner. You're not allowed to beat to a beat on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a knocker on a door on Shabbos. Why not? The Chachamim tell us, because Gzeira, Shemi Yitakin Klishir. Maybe if you start playing the beats. Oh, get the guitar. Yeah, and I'm going to start stringing it. I'm going to start fixing it. And Gzeira Shemi Yitakin Klishir. So the Chazal asserted doing anything with a beat or with anything on tune.
Is that the halacha still now?
So there is a Tosus in Beitza on Daf Lamed of a Beis.
Where?
That in Beitza on Daf Lamed of a Beis. That says that the halacha doesn't apply today because people don't do that and they don't fix their kalim.
However, La Halacha, the Poskim, and the Mishnah Berurah suggests, although that Svara is brought down in the Ramah, La Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Halacha still applies today.
Who says that?
When a person claps, he should clap like this.
Yeah, but what about when like, there's like a pitch, right? The rabbi always like bangs on the table, right?
Well, I'm telling you what the Mishnah Berurah passes.
I'm asking
then it's safe from last year.
The who? Mishnah Berurah?
Do you know it? Oh, okay. Then it's safe from last year. No, Mishnah
Berurah? One sec. So Zok the Taz. The Taz asks, why don't we make a Gzera even outside of Shabbos? Even on a regular Yontav of Rosh Hashanah. Even on a regular Yontav of Rosh Hashanah. Why don't you make a Gzera? You want to make a Gzera Rosh Hashanah? Maybe you're going to be Metakein. We shouldn't be allowed to use instruments also on Yontif, because you're going to be Matakin and the shofar. V'hikshah Mizrachi b'yontif nami nigzor shema yitakin klishir. V'herach b'zeh, and he dealt with this question a lot. Ula b'soif says the Taz, lo teretz klum. He didn't really answer his question. Why don't we aser tkiya shofar? Maybe you're going to be matakin klishir. The folks can all talk about situations where the shofar breaks and it's a puzzle of coal and you have to fix it. So that's going to be an iser d'oraisa of tikkun kli. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be matakin on yontif. So one answer, kol shofar lo nitan lashir. Kol shofar is not a klishir. It's not something you're going to get lost with. You're going to come to be matakin with. It's kuye mitzvah, so maybe the gzera of tikkun klishir doesn't apply. Good. By the way, that included in that gzera of is ein merakdin, dancing, all these things. So Gemara and Beitza.
If we had that gzera, that would mean we couldn't blow the shofar on the
floor. Oh. So Nathan Katz is alluding to the idea that the Taz is going to say, but I have a much better answer. Od nirali letaritz. The ein lahem ligzor ulakor legamre dover toira shetziva litkoya biyoim ze. Says the Taz. The Torah said beferish, Morty, on Rosh Hashanah, what do you do? What's the mitzvah? To blow shofar. So now Chazal are going to make a gzera on something that's beferish in the Torah that they said to do? Taz says that is a limitation on Chazal's koyach. Chazal do not have the koyach to make a gzera and go against something beferish hakra. If Rosh Hashanah is a day of shofar, that's not something that they could aser. Aye, what do you mean? They just asered in Shulchan Aruch Rosh Hashanah shechal b'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Do we take a shofar? No. And Af Al Pi Kein Chazal goes there. Bishlama b'Shabbos. On once in a while on Shabbos. Lo misaker legamre. They're not uprooting the din min haTorah in totality. Kevin Shabbalai Shabbos Toikin Miyontif. Because on all those years, the majority of the time, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, the halacha will be blow a shofar. So Chazal are not uprooting a mitzvah and something beferish in the Torah. But if they're going to make a gzera l'takin klishir, which is relevant not only on Shabbos, is relevant on every single yontif, so then Rabbi say what? They don't have that koyach, and Chazal cannot make up a gzera. V'nirish shezeu b'chlal she'asu siag l'toyra, that Chazal have the ability to protect the Torah, to create a fence to the Torah, v'loy lavor al divrei Torah, but not to go up against the divrei Torah. V'zeu lavor al divrei Torah, lakro legamre, to uproot a din beferish in the pasuk, that's being over al divrei Torah. U'min hai taima nicha, and from this reason, it also makes sense, mashakosav beis yosef b'shem aran, mashakosav b'mila, didach yeshabis, v'lo gazrinan, shema yavir atakun dalatinok, dal amas b'rshus arab, says the Taz, quotes the question of the Ran. The Ran asks, once we make this concept of Gzera de Rabba,
Chazal were worried that you're going to carry a shofar to the baki, and anytime you have a mitzvah, you're not allowed to take a lulav on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a shofar on Shabbos. What's the third time the Gemara applies gzeira d'rabba? You're not allowed to take a Megillah on Shabbos. Beautiful. Those are the three times the Gemara says gzeira d'rabba. So the Ran asks, what about you're not allowed to take a sakin to do a milah on Shabbos? Maybe you're going to go over to a mole, you're not going to know how to do it, and you're going to ask him. So the Ran frektakasha, why don't we be oiker that mitzvah also? Once we're already getting rid of the araisas, why don't we get rid of that also? So the Ran wants to be mechalik. He says difference in mitzvahs ala yochid, mitzvah ala rabbin. People are going to remind you different things. Ta says, I don't need different distinctions. I have a beferish answer. It's my yisoid. The Torah beferish has a drasha ubayoyim afilu b'shabbos. Ubayoyim afilu b'shabbos. That Chazal don't have the ability to go against the drushas of the Torah and aser. If it's beferish in the Torah, the Taz is saying even mikoyach drasha, not even explicit psukim, then Chazal do not have the ability to aser such a thing. Yeah, Ben.
It says in the Torah, I feel...
Ubayoyim? The Gemara says, no, it's a drasha, okay. But the Gemara darshan is from the Gemara in Shabbos. Ubayoyim, bayoyim hashmini, bayoyim is learned out to tell you that it even cancels Shabbos. So once there's a drasha like that, Chazal can't later on come and ask for that. Because that's as if it's beferish in the pasuk.
So that's by shofar? So
that's like, by Rosh Hashanah. That's by Bris Milah.
Right.
So that's the answer to the Ran's question. And by shofar, it's explicit that you're supposed to blow shofar on the yontif of Rosh Hashanah. So it's all one yisod. Whenever there's either a beferish drasha or a beferish pasuk to tell you a din, so Chazal don't have the ability to aser it. It's only once in a while when it falls out on Shabbos, then Chazal had the ability to aser Rosh Hashanah, to blow a shofar. But if the Torah says explicitly, when a bris milah falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do a bris milah, guess what the rabbis can't do? Can't tell you can't do that. They can't apply the Gzeira D'Rabba of Shemi Yavirena Daladamas. Yeah, Hager.
Can you just repeat how they answer bringing a shofar on Shabbos?
The Ran says, because then they're not getting rid of a mitzvah. The Torah never said, Beferish, bring a shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. All the Torah says is, on Rosh Hashanah, you should blow a shofar. So Chazal have the ability to cancel it once in a while, because they're not uprooting a mitzvah in totality. They have the ability to tell you, this year Rosh Hashanah, don't carry it, don't take it. Right? However, they don't have the ability to tell you on every yontif, on every Rosh Hashanah, because we're worried you're going to fix the shofar, you can't blow the shofar. Because that's uprooting something beferish in the Torah, legamri.
Isn't that like very vague? I mean, what?
No.
I'm saying like, how can they just have the ability to just on occasion make it?
Yeah, the Gemara says in Yevamos, you weren't in the shir by before Rosh Hashanah. We give the shir on Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra why they have this koach to cancel Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. So there's a long machlokes between the Turi Evin and the Rashba, but basically it's Shev Al Taseh. Yesh koach l'cham and lakar davar Torah b'Shev Al Taseh. When the rabbis are telling you, sit back and don't do something upright against the Torah, they have that koach. Says the Taz, as long as it's not uprooting something beferish in the Torah. If it's uprooting something beferish in the Torah, you don't have a koach. Good?
That's why it doesn't work by
Mila. That's why it doesn't work by every Rosh Hashanah to cancel the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Because the Torah says there's a drasha. Bayoyim afilu b'Shabbos. So it's as if the Rebbeinu Shlom told me, on Shabbos you're allowed to be mal.
And if it said the same thing by Shofar?
If the Torah would have said bayoyim afilu b'Shabbos by Shofar, we would not have been able to aser Shofar on Rosh Hashanah.
Why can't they just move Rosh Hashanah like they move a fast day then?
Can you move Rosh Hashanah?
Why? You can move a fast day.
You can't. It's one day. The fast day is a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes that when it comes to a fast day, the Torah said, what's the source that you have to fast on fast days?
What?
Finish the pasuk for me. Soim. Soim. Soim Arevi, Soim Achamishi, Soim Asiri. The source for the four Tanisim that we keep, with the exception of Megillah of Tanis Esther, the source for all the Tanisim is Hachamishi, Haasiri, Hashvi. What does that mean? What number? Not days, months. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the way the Torah introduced the Tanisim was any day in that month. So even if it falls out on Shabbos, you're still being the time the din says in the Kosher. But that's another shir, Rabbi. So that's not for now. Mirza sent by a Titus. Yeah, Andy.
These answers the Taz gave, or someone else gave for the
No, the Taz answers this.
He didn't like really answer. He didn't really know how to.
No, the Mizrahi. He says he didn't answer it, and now I'm going to give you my answers as a Taz. He's quoting it. He quotes the Mizrahi, and then he says, here's the real answer. Rabbi say, where's all this coming from? Because something beferish HaTorah has heavy waters. Is something that has more strength to it. Similar to what the Ran is telling us on our daf. It's beferish HaTorah, and therefore it's going to even trump the general klolim. It's beferish HaTorah, the Chachamim do not have the ability to aser. The Taz says the same exact Kiddush in another area of Halacha, and with this we're going to close. Siman Kuf Yud Zayin in Yeridea, there's a halacha that many people are not necessarily familiar with, but is very relevant halacha. I want to buy KFC. Is there a problem with me to be the owner of KFC? Well, is there anything? I'm going to sell it, right? So now I'm not going to eat it, right? I'm just going to sell it, right? So is it Asr Bahana? Is KFC Asr Bahana? And there's no Basar B'chol there, right? KFC, I don't think, has milk and meat. Let's assume it's all chicken. There's no Basar B'chol. There's maybe not Geshefted things, but that's not Asr Bahana. That's Nevelas, right? That's not. So let me buy it. I can buy it. And I can sell it. Because there's nothing Asr Bahana. I'm not going to eat it. So now I have a basic question for you, Rabosai. I've been asked this question. Can I own something which I can't eat? Can I sell? Can I do schora? Can I do business with macholos asurus?
Does that count like owning their stock?
No. I want to own the store. Schora of macholos asurus.
You want to open up a KFC?
Yeah. Or I want to just buy the KFC that's like the year. Yeah. Can I make my money and my parnasa from it? So open up a Yeridea in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin in Yeridea. Says the Yeridea, the title, I'll read you the title. Shelo Laso Schora Midover Isser. You're not allowed to run a business from something that is not Asr Bahana. Obviously you're not allowed to run a business from something that's Asr Bahana. You're not allowed to run a business from something that's Asr Bachila. Actually, I don't want to say Subway because they might have... They might have Basar B'chol, that's Asr Bahana. But a KFC, Asr B'Achila, only Asr B'Achila, on the assumption it's only Asr B'Achila, still Asr. Now, there are three exceptions to that rule that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, where you got to be Yerusha, or it might only be Asr Midrabbanan. We're not going to learn the exceptions to the rule, we can learn it sometime. It's a fascinating suya. What is the nature of this din? Is this a halacha that's Asr Minatayra? Or is it halacha that's Asr Midrabbanan? So the Taz has a whole long discussion, the same very, very guy, that same individual, the Taz, has a long discussion and quotes different poskim, that's the debate, whether or not this Isser of doing business with non-kosher, is it Asr Midraisa or is Asr Midrabbanan? But then the Taz quotes the Tosfos, and the Tosfos says that it's Asr Midrabbanan. Toso says, let's see. And Toso's asks, Vim Isa de Isr Schoyer Bidvarim Tmeim Eino El Midrabbanan. If you hold, says the Taz, that the Isr Schoyer is only Midrabbanan, the Taz wants to prove that it must be Doraisa, because otherwise, then how can anyone use the words of the Torah, my mochichum hatoisis minevelus utrefis min aposach demachor lenachri? The hasam vade mutter min aterel derabbanon asrua. Umay ka'omer du derabbanon heim shavin. You hear what the Taz is asking? The Taz is saying, how could it be that any of the Rishonim hold that this is only an issur derabbanon? If the Rishonim are saying that it might be mutter because the Torah says when it comes to nevela, O machra l'nachri. That's the words of the Torah. You could sell it to a guy. Ask the Taz. I don't understand. If the whole Isser is only the Rabbanon, So what are you proving from the words of the Torah? Obviously the Torah said, oh, machlin or nachri. That's not going to shed light on Simon Kuf Yud Zayin if it's an Issa Drabbanon that was made thousands of years later after the Torah was given. The Torah can say whatever it wants, oh, machlin or nachri. Must be, says the Taz, from the fact that the Rishonim are dealing with those psukim, must be what? That the nature of the Isser of Schor of Machos Asurus is what? Is Doraisa, not Darabonon. Unless, says the Taz, you employ the Chiddush that we've discussed in today's Shir, the Chiddush from Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Unless you say that no, if the Torah says something explicit, O Machra Lenachri, Chazal do not have the ability to prohibit such an item. And just like they don't have the ability to tell you you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because of a gzeira that they would make up, they don't have the ability to tell you that Tzchor of Macholos Asuris, KFC, is now usher to own if the Torah said beferish when it comes to non-kosher food, O machler l'nachter. So it's this exact Shtikl Torah that the Taz says, I don't have an ironclad proof from those Rishonim that it's an Isser D'Oraisa, because even if it's an Isser D'Rabbanon, the rabbis still have to take account the Beferish Hakra, the Beferish, whatever is Beferish in the Pasuk, what's said explicitly in the Torah. Why? Because what's said explicitly in the Torah has heavy waters, is heavy and much more stronger, and Chazal don't have the ability to ask that, and you don't have the ability, and it even overrides Bez Din Shaka, Rabosai. So now I have two Dinim D'Oraisas. I'm quoting you a Mordechai and Maseches Megillah. You have two dinim d'oraisas. One is, no, it's not allowed. So that's the question. So it's a machlokes is Rishonim. He just says you don't have a proof from there. Again, the Ran says, is it d'oraisa, is it d'rabbanan? I'll give you a proof that the Rishonim hold it's d'oraisa. They're bringing proofs from O Machra L'Nachri, from Sukkim and Chumash. And then says the Taz, that's not a proof. That still could be exist even if it's an Issa d'rabbanan, because the rabbis don't have the capability to go against something beferish in the Torah. So even if it was the nature of the Isser of doing business with non-kosher food, which is not debated, that's for sure Usser, that's what the whole Simmon's about, with three exceptions, but whether or not that Isser, Deraisa, Derabonon, is an open question that the Taz debates. But we're just asking, why isn't there a Beferish proof from the fact that the Rishonim were discussing Psukim and Chumash? So the answer is, based on our Shir, because even if it's a rabbinic issue, it can't go against the Beferish Apostle. So those Rishonim that were discussing the Pasuk of Ola Machron Lanachri could even have held that it was only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and you don't have a proof from them that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Taz happens to go on to Paskin that it's an Issa D'Oraisa, but he doesn't have an ironclad proof from the Tosos that was discussing the Psukim of Nevela of O Machron Lanachri. Rabosai, one last case. I have a simple question for you. Outside Tzchorah Macholos Asuris, doing business with non-kosher food, outside blowing shofars on Rosh Hashanah, you have two individuals. One is obligated in something from a halachah l'moshe Sinai, and one is obligated from something that's beferish in the pasuk. According to what we're suggesting right now, who has a higher level obligation? Beferish in the pasuk. Even l'chora on the level of d'oraisa, one could make a distinction. And as the Mordechai does in Maseches Megillah, talk about a person who was only Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos in the Zman of Tosefes, and that might be only Halach Moshe Misinai, and now it's Shabbos, so maybe he wasn't Yotze the highest level, so he distinguishes between even on levels d'oraisa, between a source from Halach Moshe Misinai and a source that's beferish in the Pasuk. Rabosai, I have one last proof that I just popped in my head right now. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha Kolelas and his introductory remarks to Shulchan Aruch, Prima Gadim writes that even in the world of Dirabbanans, where we usually say, if you have a suffik in an issue of Dirabbanan, we say suffik Dirabbanan lakula, but not if that din Dirabbanan has an asmachta and has some source in the psukim. That will even give more heavy weight, Rabbi said, is important makoros. Within the world of Dirabbanans, just like we're saying Beferish HaPasuk will have heavy waters within D'Oraisa, just like we're saying it's going to have effect on Bez Din Shakol or on Chazal being able to prohibit something that's Beferish HaKra, so too in the world of Dirabbanans, sometimes the Gemara says it's Dirabbanan V'Asmachta, so says the Prima Gadim, that's not only just a hint, and shedding light, but it's actually going to actually have ramifications la'alacha in cases of safik d'rabbanan l'kula, in cases where you want to be lenient, so you can't go against a pasuk of a ferish a pasuk, or even in a smachta, and it makes it much stronger. Yashar koyach raboisai, emir tzad Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the sugya of srara by geirus. Mincha.